ויש על הזין
א'
על הזיקים שכמין כוכב היורד כחץ בערך השמיים מוק למוקם נמשך העיר כשגת ועל איזה הארץ and a falling star or comet or earthquake a barokim or omim a lightning and thunder ruchah shenashu bezaf very strong winds a hurricane, a tornado al kol echad me'eilo oime bochad ha-shakim ha-chaylam oisim ha-isim ha-reishis. If he wants, he could say brachas Hashem kenim achidam shkachav asam alei olim. Either one of these brachas are acceptable. If you saw one of these comets, then if you see it again within 30 days, you don't make the bracha again. And also, per night, you make only once this bracha, even if you saw multiple comets the same night. That which we said that you can make either Shekochav Rasa Ma'olam Ois Ma'isim Rishis and Thunder and Lightning. Ma'isim Mishabru brings the minig is that on lightning we make Ma'isim Rishis and Thunder we make Shekochav Rasa Ma'olam. Because the thunder is the thing that you see the tremendous power of Hashem, the big roar. But the Ma'isim, either one of them is good for either one of them. If he heard the thunder and saw the lightning, because the thunder came right after the lightning, then it makes one bracha, Ma'isim Rishis for both of them. And if you make Shekochav Rasa on both of them, it also works. If they weren't one exactly immediately after the other one, so you first make on the lightning, because that always comes first, always the nice vibrations, and then when the thunder comes, you make Shekochav Rasa Mal'ayla. If you didn't see the lightning, just heard the thunder, then he makes Shekochav Rasa Mal'ayla. And then when he sees the lightning, then he makes the bracha on that also, always the nice vibrations. Or even if he made a nice vibration on the first one, he makes on the second, because they're two different things. If he made a bracha on the lightning and had kavod, it's a pata, the thunders can come afterwards, he's yotze with the others. Because it's known that potentially come. It's not even when will be thundered afterwards.